Day two today of the public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's application for interdicts against Parliament and against the President. The first day was heard yesterday. Advocate Dalia Mpofu SC acting for Mkhwebane, speaking about why exactly that impeachment process should not be happening. The ATM and the UDM's counsel also arguing, saying that Parliament shouldn't be allowed to undermine the court with reference to the so-called sub judice rule. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter, is watching that court proceeding for us. Babalo, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. And let's start with today. Who is arguing and what's been said?
Yes, indeed. Advocate Andrew Breitenbach for Parliament arguing and responding to some of the submissions made by Dalia Mpofu yesterday, where Mpofu really left spared no one yesterday, from the Speaker to the President to the Chairperson of the Committee, Richard Dyantyi, and saying that Richard Dyantyi basically, you know, woke up one day and decided to just conduct a meeting of the committee where, without consulting the relevant stakeholders or people involved, which was an illegal move, according to Mpofu. But Breitenbach responded to that, saying that, you know, the committee is allowed to proceed with its work. There's nothing in what Advocate Dalia Mpofu that he pointed to was, you know, an illegal act by the committee. And this work by the committee must be performed without any delay. And the rules of Parliament make it abundantly clear that, you know, this committee can move forward. So the committee was, you know, well placed to move on and have a meeting in February. And Breitenbach also touching on that contention that the Constitutional Court does not consider certain aspects before dismissing the public protector's rescission application. And he's saying that, you know, that those allegations are not true. The Concord considered everything, including that leaked letter. And on the leaked letter, he says, you know, the reasons why the Constitutional Court investigation is not complete, is not enough reason for Parliament to stop its inquiry process, Mandy. And currently, it's Advocate Pillay also making submissions on behalf of the President's senior counsel for the President on that letter that Dalia Mpofu says was unlawful.
Babalo, much of the argument of Advocate Dalia Mpofu has been based around the fact that Busisiwe Mkhwebane believes that there is a conspiracy against her, that there is a prima facie evidence against the Constitutional Courts. And that, of course, has to do with that SMS that held up proceedings the last time that there was a court appearance. What is the premise of what they're saying about this conspiracy, that society's most powerful are conspiring against her?
Yes, indeed. And he says it's not just the head of state, the most senior you know, person in the country. He also says it's also Speaker of Parliament, Nosiviwe Maphisa Nqakula. He also says Richard Dyantyi specifically, the committee chairperson, are these, you know, people, as well as, you know, NGOs as well, as he mentions, you know, yesterday he mentioned that civil society also had an axe to grind against the public protector, so the entire system is loaded against her. So he did make these examples, for example, of the actual conflict of interest that the President has specifically, and his letter that he sent to her, saying she must give reasons why she should not be suspended, saying that was an act of illegality. So he's saying that there is indeed this, you know, she's a lonesome woman, this one woman is trying to do her job, that is being victimized by the most powerful in society, man.
Babalo, thank you for that. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter, giving us an update there on that court action by the public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane.